Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with the Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We've got a lot to talk about. We got AEW Dynamite last night, which opened with a 59-minute and 59-second match between MJF and Will Ospreay for the international title, which had a surprising finish to me. Tell you that much. I'll tell you why later. But we'll tell you about that show as it leads to All In. And, of course, being Thursday, we got all of the other news. SmackDown tomorrow, Rampage tomorrow, Collision on Saturday, and really nothing else over the weekend. I actually am going to be going to a show this weekend in Eatonville. Filthy Tom Lawler is on the show. And Vinny and I and Big Wood are going to be going to this show. So I'll do a travel log for my Twitter subscribers if you want some pictures and video of that trip. But anyway, we'll talk about that and all of the news. Tonight is the Republican National Convention, and Hulk Hogan is going to be there, and he is going to speak. So we're going to tell you about that, as well as a bunch of news out of CMLL and AEW. We've got the NXT ratings from Tuesday night. We got an opponent for Julius Creed coming up at Bloodsport and the lineup for the show thus far. And as always, a lot of notes from the AEW Dynamite show. Mike Sempervivi is going to join us. And also, Lance Storm. So we got a lot to get into here today. And we'll kick it off after the break, Observer Live.
Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Well, today we got Mike.
I'm here.
We don't have Lance yet.
Not quite yet.
But we're working on it. And you know what? If it don't work, worst case scenario, I'm just going to call him on the phone. Because he's got a lot he wants to talk about. Sure does.
Good.
Especially that Dynamite show. He watched it.
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah. He still says no audio. Well, now he's not connected, brother.
Live radio, everybody.
Yeah, why is it so hard? I'll tell him, now you're not connected. So anyway, you hear Hulk Hogan speaking at the Republic National Convention tonight?
The Republican National Convention? Yes, I did hear that. I hope the Washington Post fact checker has got some extra help tonight. He is going to be, I would assume, working in overdrive. If it comes to how Hulk Hogan has been, you know, he's wrestled, Brian. I don't know if you know this or not. He wrestled 455 times in 1 year because he kept going
back and forth over
the time zones.
Don't be preposterous. Why is this news as lasting? Well, because it's a wrestling show. And one of the most famous wrestlers of all time is, in fact, speaking at the Republican National Convention today. So that is, in fact, news.
And it is a wrestling show.
Lance, what's going on? You there?
I am here, finally.
Finally it worked. These stupid computers.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. The nominee at the RNC is, in fact, a WWE Hall of Famer.
That's true, yeah. Although they don't mention that at all anymore. As soon as he got elected the first time, they stopped mentioning that altogether. They never mention it. It's top secret now. Although they don't like pull anybody out of the Hall of Fame. It's like once you're in, it's like cement. You cannot be pulled out for any reason whatsoever. So anyway, we'll see what Hogan says tonight. We'll see if he comes out to real American.
Oh yeah, he will.
We'll see.
Guaranteed.
What's the over under on the brother count?
Hold on a second. You're guaranteeing he's coming out to a real American.
Yes, because why would you do it? I can't see him coming. What was his band? The Hulk Hogan boot band, and he had the WCW music. No way is it American made. He is coming out to Real American. They're going to license it from whoever has got the rights to do that type of licensing and pimp that thing out there. You hear it everywhere. Why would you not hear it tonight? I bet you Trump would want to have that as his theme music going throughout the entire. Now, I don't know if he'll be able to do that, but I guarantee you he would love to have that.
Well, I will make you a $5 bet he does not come out to Real American.
All right.
I'll make a $5 bet, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
I've heard you're a bet welcher.
New York Post had a story, and they said that it was not immediately clear what Hogan would be speaking about. I think he'll be talking about Mania 3 and how he slammed Andre the Giant for that.
No, he'll talk about Mania 5 because he won the belt in a Trump building.
That's true.
That's true.
And all right.
A brother a lot.
So, Lance, before we get going, you wanted to talk a little bit about the trademark situation, yes?
Oh, well, yeah. You had mentioned that WWE had trademarked Ethan Page's name despite him using it elsewhere. And, you know, Dave was talking about how this was somehow new. I don't know when they started, but I know in 2004. And I believe the idea was the video game and the merchandising people realized that WWE didn't actually own the trademark on many of the names they were merchandising. And I got what I would consider a panic response from the office that they needed to trademark my name right away and emphasize that I would still contain ownership of it. And it's in my contract that I own Lance Storm, so much so that they actually FedExed the paperwork to Edge's wedding, because I told them, it's like, I can't sign it. I'm not home. I'm in Tampa at Edge's wedding. And they FedExed it, I think, to Christian's house. And when I read it, I'm like, it was 2004. And I'm like, I'm not on the roster anymore. If you manage to market and merchandise Lance Storm for 3.5 years while I was in the company without trademarking, you don't need to trademark it now. Lance Storm doesn't exist. I'm a trainer. Leave me alone. And I believe they trademarked it anyway.
Well, did you get money for it?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't merchandised it since.
I see. Well, I mean,
but they were doing it back 20 years ago.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's he'll get his name back when all is said and done. Unless he's there forever. I mean, who knows? So,
Hey, look, I get it. If you want to recreate yourself as some sort of character that you're going to work on with WWE, and I can understand it if WWE's got something like The Undertaker that they bestow upon you, that's great. But it just seems like in 2024, in many ways, we should be past that, because there is only one other company in AEW, and there is value in someone else's persona and name. So to let them carry that, as long as it's not a 100% creation from the company itself and it's Ethan Page all ego, to me, you go ahead and do that, because what value would he have, in my opinion, and this is no offense to him, slandering of his talent, but he's a deal because that's who he is. Ricky Starks, if he were to leave AEW, he would be Ricky Starks in WWE or NXT. That, to me, is value. To me, in this day and age, it's crazy not to do that.
Well, they could do what they've done in the past, like they did with Harry Von Erich, the Texas Tornado. They brought him in initially, used Harry Von Erich. They did it with Paul White, too. Used his real name for the value of whatever that amounted to, but over time dropped what they didn't own and just built the Texas Tornado and the Giant because they didn't want to build equity in something they didn't own.
And Mr. Perfect, I guess, too, as well, even though that gimmick was, you know, it was a great one, but he was Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig, and then that did disappear.
It's just interesting because nowadays, you know, like Julia's coming in as Julia. They talked about her on NXT by that name. And Stephanie Vaquer's coming in as Stephanie Vaquer. They talked about her on NXT. And, you know, Gable Steveson, he was in as Gable Steveson. But then you've got other, you know, Olympians that are coming in with fake names to this day still. So, I don't know what, you know, everyone's...
It's not like it's a case-by-case basis. They have changed names, too.
With people like Julia and Stephanie Vaquer, it's like, there was a bidding war for these people. So it would be in their best interest to tell WWE, it's like, well, AEW will allow me to keep my name and build that. That's a big plus. Will you match it? And if you have the leverage to do it, you'd be crazy not to. It's like, keep your name, build your name so that you have that leverage. And if you're just, you know, Joe Schmo looking for a developmental deal, you don't have that leverage.
And granted, this was under Vince, but they did change Io Shirai's name. She was Shirai in NXT, was she not, before she became Io Sky when she got called?
Well, it was weird because a lot of people would debut in NXT, and on their very first day, they would be announced by whatever their name was, Io Shirai. But then as they made their entrance, a new name would appear on the screen, and that would be their name from that point forward.
Well, that's what happened with Kenta, right?
A lot of people, actually.
Yeah,
it was weird. It's like, we got Io Shirai. Here's Io Shirai. And then as she came, it was like Saray, when she went through that magic portal, her name magically changed, and they never used the old name again. All right, we're not going to talk about I'm going to talk about Dynamite yet. We'll do that after the break because I know Lance got a lot to say. But NXT on Tuesday, should mention 610,000 and a 0.20. And again, this was head-to-head with the MLB All-Star Game. And I even know, you know, people in WWE, they were like, whatever Monday and Tuesday do, it doesn't matter. It's the you know, MLB All-Star Game is going to destroy them. But actually, it didn't. Raw was down a little bit, and NXT was down a little bit. But realistically, they both held up really well going up against the... actually, I think it was the Home Run Derby on Monday and the All-Star game on Tuesday. But, I mean, they both did fine. They were down a little bit, but it was no, you know, disaster or anything.
When it comes to baseball and hockey, if your product is good, the postseason will affect it. And things like this will affect it, but not as bad as you think. If you're good, your fans usually stay with you.
All right, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Lance, you watched that Dynamite show last night.
I did.
And it opened up with Will Ospreay and MJF for the international title. And going in, I thought, well, you know, MJF's going to win this title. They're going to go to Wembley. They're going to rematch. Will Ospreay's going to beat MJF. Maybe even when Daniel Garcia returns and screws MJF. I don't know if that's going to happen there or not. And they could do MJF and Daniel Garcia it all out 2 weeks later. But anyway, the point is, I always watch the West Coast feed. And so nearly everything is always spoiled for me by the time I watch the show. But this time, what was spoiled for me was that they went an hour. And so I started watching this match. I'm watching the entire match thinking they're going to a one-hour draw. And so I was astounded when, with 2 seconds left, MJF won the title. So they got me, even though I thought I knew what happened. But I thought this was an exceptional match. Lance, what did you think?
I thought it was really good, too, although I had to watch it in a couple of sittings because I have a life in the evening and dogs to attend to, so I can't sit still for a whole hour to get through a match. I thought it was really good. The exception that I took was listening to you and Dave this morning with your, you know, they didn't wrestle like it was going to be a long match. And I'm like, well, MJF, like, rolled out of the ring and started playing the crowd before it even started. It was reminiscent of when I broke in, where we would, you know, challenge each other, see how long we could go before you tied up. But
well, yeah, but I mean, I will defend it in one way, and that is that if you watch any MJF match, he always does that at the beginning of the match, even if he's going 10 minutes. He's got the spot where,
the opener of Dynamite is usually hit action right away. And so I knew they were going long. And again, not a criticism. It's like they went longer than I would have been able to suck it up and go through, and it was really good what I saw. I think I saw it all. Again, I saw it in a couple of sittings. But it was really good. There was one spot, because I am a cyborg brain logic guy, that drove me crazy. There was the one spot on the floor where MJF went, screw this, threw his hands up and hopped the railing and started to leave. I'm like, Will, just let him. He doesn't want the title, screw him. Why would you prevent someone from quitting and retaining your title? It doesn't make sense for the challenger to go, yeah, I'm done, I want to leave. So just a small logic thing that drove me crazy, but they worked hard and it was quite good. I'm certainly not slighting their work or the quality of the match. Anyway.
What did you think, Mike?
I thought it was great. One of the things, like Lance said, you know, one of the things I liked was Ospreay was the one who got the table. Because if he got disqualified, I mean, sure, people would be disappointed, but he's the champion. He would still go home with the belt. So I like how they did that. It could have been, you know, I get people out there, it could have been shorter. Yeah, it could have been shorter, but that wasn't the story they were telling. The clock was the fourth person in the ring, and they wanted to tell this story with them going neck and neck all the way up until the end, and people were stunned when Bryce Rensburg hit three, and MJF was the champion. And I thought, as far as this day and age goes, that was as close to Flair and Steamboat going 60 minutes as you can get, with Flair as the 2024 Ric Flair and Will Ospreay doing these crazy athletic things for the entire time. I thought it really was great. And I don't know, you know, they're going to obviously have a rematch at some point down the line. I don't know if you want to do MJF and Pac. You know, I don't know if that's the type of match you want to do at Wembley, but you're going to have a stacked card.
MJF and Pac, they're not doing that at Wembley. MJF and Ospreay.
Well, do that. Well, and then, and well, look,
MJF, Pac will get his shot, I'm sure, between now and then.
Well, you have, but the thing is, you have All In or All Out 2 weeks later. So you could, there's ways you could do it if you wanted to showcase and have Pac, you know, again, have a big match in his home country. You could do that if you wanted to and then save it for the next pay-per-view only 2 weeks later. So to me, it was just, I thought it was great. And I thought it was, a real surprise and a real treat what the pacing was throughout the whole thing. I thought it was, both of them, I thought were fantastic.
I'll put another $5, Mike, on Will Ospreay, MJF at All In.
I think it's also incredible that MJF could do the hour. Not that it, but this dude does not wrestle very often. How many matches has he had? And he went in there and put in an hour. That's impressive as all get out, I'll tell you.
Well, he's done it with Danielson before. He had that Iron Man match with him that went into overtime. That was really good. But this was, you know, a different type of match and certainly a different type of opponent. I think, you know, one of the things I wish the announcers would have done, though, is because MJF missed so much time with the hip injury, when he did actually go through the table and land, they were so worried about talking about Ospreay that it's like, you know, MJF did damage to himself as well, too, with this, and they didn't call that back, which I was a little surprised about.
I thought the most amazing thing was that the fans were more furious that MJF won with 2 seconds left than if we'd had a draw. And I've had people say, well, you know, they would have cheered for a draw or whatever. It's like, no, they wouldn't have. We had that, what was that match? Was it, didn't Bang Bang Gang and FTR go to a draw? I think it was. There have been a couple of draws, and people don't like the draw. They want a finish. And they got a finish with 2 seconds left, but because of who it was winning, they were furious. I was like, wow.
Well, I think this ties in well to my other issue with Dave's review of things. The Mercedes Moné, Britt Baker segment, where Dave was talking about, oh, they, you know, when you know how to execute it, you know, these simple angles work. It's like, no, when you have a over baby face and a heel with heat, simple angles work. And I'm tired of him talking about, oh, you know, baby faces and heels are transitional. And they, it's like, no, when you have a baby face they love, Will Ospreay, Britt Baker, and a heel the audience despises, MJF, Mercedes Moné, simple stuff works. Everyone wants Will Ospreay to win. Everybody wants Britt Baker to win. And it makes simple things work. Transitional heels and baby faces that are just, oh, you know, circumstantial, whatever works. It's like, yeah, you can get away with it, but it's not ideal and it doesn't work the best.
Well, it's also when people are confused about who's what, it's, you have to do a lot more complicated things to make them understand. Whereas when we already know, okay, who do we hate? Who do we like? You don't have to do anything. I mean, literally, Britt was in the audience in a sting mask. She attacked Mercedes. And Mercedes ran away. That's it. That's all you had to do. And last week, the angle they did was also simple. It's like, you know, put the baby face, have them chase the heel away, don't touch, and that's it. Now they have to keep this up for another, 5 weeks of not touching but still doing angles. And I guess you don't have to do something on every single show. But so far, it's like, it's perfect. It's easy. What else do we have on the show? We had TV time with Chris Jericho to set up Minoru Suzuki facing Jericho next week with the Learning Tree banned from ringside. It is an FTW title match. So I wonder if that means we'll get a new member of the Learning Tree. Because I don't know if Jericho's going to beat the guy clean, but I guess we shall see.
Yeah, because they did specifically say the two people were banned. So
yes.
A new branch could emerge.
Who's the new branch?
Oh no.
Dynamite Kid?
No. Hmm.
I don't think we need a heel that small.
No. Not with Brian Keith already serving in that role.
Who could be the new branch?
Somebody that's already there who they're not using.
People in the chat think it's gonna be Sammy.
That actually would make a lot of sense, and it would bring him back. It would be a big deal, you know, be real over the top with it. That would be a really good idea, actually. He's been one of the guys that has really benefited from a relationship with Jericho, in my opinion. on screen. It's still to be told with Bill and certainly with Brian Keith. I know, Brian, you love it, but, you know, it's, things are still to be seen there. But Jericho's best partner throughout the entire time AEW's been in existence has been Sammy, and that would be perfect.
You know, the other thing that, man, oh, man, that segment with, I guess it was Mariah coming out as Timeless Tony. Man, these fans, they just gave her the what treatment. This was like her big, after all that time, this was her big promo after turning on Toni Storm. And everyone just chanted, what? And she gave her speech, and there was a brief We Want Toni chant, and then, you know, the fans, another half of the fans were like, no, we don't. I was like, man, that was not the reaction I expected for this big first speech after laying out Toni Storm.
How long do you think it took most of the people sitting in the stands to realize it was actually Mariah May?
I think a long time. They did an exceptional job, you know, making her up to look like... And if you're watching at home, you know, they also did the black and white, so it was even better. And then everyone's talking about Tony Schiavone's line, where she's just standing there, not saying anything. And Tony Schiavone, who's like 60-something, he goes, well, speak, B, come on now. Except he actually said the word. And, I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but, like, this was one of those moments where the other announcers were caught completely off guard. And it was both Taz and Excalibur were like, oh, God, Tony Schiavone. They were appalled. Absolutely appalled. And, like, totally out of character. They were just, like, shocked and couldn't believe their ears.
A little decorum, please.
Yeah, it was like, oh, my God. That was a line. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Lance, I hear it's a special anniversary today. Is that right?
Yes, it's, I guess, 23 years ago today. I won the U.S. title tournament defeating Buff Bagwell, Shane Douglas, and Mike Awesome in the finals. Yes.
God, what a historian I am. Remember these things off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, congratulations, Lance, on being a former champion of this country.
That was a busy night.
And could you speak at the RNC tonight, by the way, as a former U.S. champion?
I don't think so, no. I'll take a hard pass on that one.
Okay.
No, because there's footage out there of him being a traitor and then turning it into the Canadian Heavyweight Championship.
That shouldn't disqualify him. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. We're going to take some text message questions, 425-780-7566. Questions for me, Lance, Mike. You can also email me, f4wonline@gmail.com. And you can also follow me on old X, at Brian Alvarez. And you can subscribe as well. I can be one of my Twitter followers. I only communicate with my Twitter subscribers. I've given up on the rest of you. No offense. But it's a waste of my time, energy.
No offense.
I mean offense to about 98% of the people that follow me for free on Twitter. I mean no offense to anybody who pays. Sounds horrible. Like, I will only talk to you on Twitter if you pay me. But for those people that are actually paying, it's like, this is totally worth it. Like, we have real conversations and talk to each other and connect and pictures and news. And it's you got to pay to get into a club, right? Huh? So yeah, it's just it's a small fee for civility. That's it. So anyway,
I'm trying to think of a takeoff of Club Shay Shay for you, but I can't think of any.
And we had Okada and Swerve champion versus champion, which was exactly what I thought would happen. A nothing match ending when people ran in, and then everybody involved in blood and guts brawls, and that's what happened. This Okada is making his money, brother. He's just making his money.
Easy money.
Yeah.
He's speaking of, man.
He's into Monet, too.
Monet. Yeah,
somebody said on Twitter, it's like they've turned him into Long Duck Dong from those old 80s movies with Molly Ringwald and whatnot. But this is what he wants to do. Remember, this was the guy that lost his mind at one point in New Japan because he was so depressed that he lost the IWGP title, that he was carrying around balloons and had his long trunks on and was out there. So Okada's got a goofy side, and he's getting paid a lot right now to do that and not killing his body. So there you go. Look, and the fans are responding to him. That's also the bottom line of this is AEW fans have not lost anything seemingly when it comes to Okada. They absolutely love every time he's on screen.
Well, I think the question we got to ask is, how little is he going to do in blood and guts? You know what I mean?
Well, I think more than that, the important thing is, and this is really important, is he willing to, and I believe he will be, willing to pull the trigger and really go when the time comes? Because if he hasn't got a major top program currently, this is good use for him, and save the blow the doors off the place and really shock people when there is an important singles program.
Well, we're going to find out. I got people saying he's going to go all out next week, and I'll bet he doesn't. It's a multi-person match. What's the point? Like, there's plenty. I mean, just let Darby go all out. You know he's going to. So,
I wonder how long it takes before they get to Okada and Hangman. Because remember their interaction last week when Hangman was banging on the door and got in Okada's face. Maybe he doesn't like new friend. And that could be something down the line as well, too, when it's time to either flip Page back or make Okada really go all out with him as a babyface.
I can't believe I'm going to read this text, but this person says, Hogan is only speaking because he heard Trump might run against Kamala.
Let me tell you something, brother. I've faced Kamala before.
Every single one of these text messages has to do with Hogan. Apparently Hogan will be speaking at the RNC tonight. I wonder if he'll claim he single-handedly ended Desert Storm when he beat Slaughter at WrestleMania 7. People seem to be into this this thing.
C-SPAN ratings
through
the roof.
Watch TNA tonight instead.
Yeah, what's going on with TNA tonight? What's coming up this weekend?
There is a tag team title match. I don't know if we can call them the Hardy Boys. I suppose I can here, but not on our show. The brothers Jeff and Matt Hardy are challenging the system for the tag team titles tonight.
I mean, shouldn't you technically be able to call them the Hardy Brothers because they are the Hardy Brothers?
Yes, I think there's just the issues. You can't use Hardy Boys, especially with a Z, I would imagine.
The Hardy Men.
Or a Z for you American folk.
Mm. So then this weekend...
Wait, the Z is different in Canada?
It's a Z.
A Z?
Yes.
What?
Like Hardee's, Dudley's.
XYZ is the pronunciation of the letters in Canada.
No, it's not. What are you doing?
It is in Canada.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z?
Yes.
No.
And in Canada, in Montreal, sold out Slammiversary Saturday, where we've got the six-way world title match. We've got PCO in a title match. Speedball Mike Bailey, I believe. And it's going to be a big show. Slammiversary is sold out, and then we're taping again on Sunday. So if you can't get into Slammiversary, show up on Sunday. Montreal.
If you hit the concession stand, there's milk in a bag.
Depends on what province you're in.
Really? That's a regional thing?
Ontario, you buy milk in a bag, but not in Alberta.
What?
They sell it in bags. You have a plastic jug that you put the bag in and you snip the tip off it. Milk is sold. It is sold in cartons as well, but in Alberta, it's in plastic jugs.
A bladder.
You're trying to sell me on going to Canada for this Slammiversary weekend with that news? I don't even know the proper alphabet. Well, are there any other letters that I'm saying wrong as an American?
I don't know, but you have to speak French, too.
Yeah, there's a whole other language in Montreal. I don't think milk is your concern.
Montreal nightlife might be.
I like milk. Who would your dream wrestling match be between? Any era, any wrestler. I would love to see Abe Lincoln versus Nick Gage. Oh, Lincoln would saw that guy to pieces. What do you think, Lance?
Well, if I'm going to pick a dream one, it's going to be me versus someone. I would take a prime Ricky Steamboat as a babyface against me as a heel, and I'd be a very happy man.
Wow. Wow. That Ricky Steamboat wasn't too bad.
He was a pretty gosh darn good babyface, let me tell you.
God, that match, we were watching WWF Challenge, and it was, who was it that he was facing? He'd been around, like, forever, dating back to, you know, like the JWA. It was Tiger Chung Lee. They had a Tiger Chung Lee Ricky Steamboat match on Challenge. And, it was like, it was just slightly above the level of being a squash match. But, like, they gave Tiger Chung Lee some stuff. And it was the first match that Ricky Steamboat had since he got hit in the neck with the ring bell, the throat. Which, by the way, still to this day, I'm so absolutely blown away. We went back to watch this, okay, in 2024, and it was the angle that got Vinny into wrestling. It was the first thing he ever saw. That's why Vinny is doing what he does today, was that angle. Everybody remembers this angle. And what does everybody remember about it? That they called it his larynx, right?
Yes.
That's what everybody remembers about
crushed
this.
Crushed his larynx, yes.
We went back and we watched every single show from the day they showed it on Challenge for 6 weeks afterwards, recapping it and everything. And during that entire time, every last single person said larynx. Except literally there was like one, it might have been Gene Okerlund, one time on one show said larynx. the entire rest of the time. I was like, did I grow up in like an alternate universe with everybody else? And now we're on some different timeline where that never happened?
You remember the Saturday Night Main Event is my bet. And I'm guessing Vince said Larynx on Saturday Night Main Event. And that's the bigger show that everyone remembers. No one remembers Challenge. They remember Saturday Night's Main Event.
It might have been.
When they wrote it up in the magazines, I remember it being Larynx. Like, look, you know, but that's...
Well, I don't think they would have written in a magazine. They would have spelled it right, I think.
I don't know. But that was one that I remember as well, too. The whole angle when Bruno Sammartino going after Savage in the locker room, which brought Bruno out of retirement for a little while. They'll put some mustard on the hot dog, and then, you know, Bruno goes after him. That's what he said. Finished him off.
Well, all I know is, anyway, to get to the point, it's Ricky Steamboat's return from the bell against Tiger Chung Lee. And first off, I mean, they locked up, and I could have watched it on a loop for the rest of my life. It was the greatest lockup you've ever seen. And then they're doing this match, and, like, Ricky's running wild. It's all great. And all of a sudden, bam, Tiger Chung Lee with the chop, the knife edge to the throat. And all of a sudden, Savage is like, and he can't breathe. And he's selling like he's going to die because he got hit. And then there's a super kick to the throat. And he's like, he's practically dying in the ring. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is a big freaking deal right here. It's his first match back. He may be killed. And neither announcer, Grill and Bobby, they're busy arguing about Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and the trophy. And they completely, totally ignored that Ricky Steamboat is dying before their eyes. And then, of course, he makes a big comeback, and he hits a high cross, okay? And not only does he hit a high cross off the top rope, that's like the finish is a high cross, but it is the easiest, lightest. He didn't even touch Tiger Chung Lee with this high cross. And I absolutely loved this match. Almost as much as MJF and Ospreay, frankly. But anyway, I don't know what the point was. Oh, yeah, you wanted to wrestle him.
Yes.
I would have my match against Tiger Chung Lee. That's who I'd want my match to be against. And I'd be a babyface, even though I hate it. All right, let's see what else we have here. Any other text messages and or news? This person here says, I can't remember the exact podcast you talked about it on recently. I can, it was Sunday. You brought up how you would have a match where you, as a smaller guy, would be hitting suplexes on people, and it felt right in the moment, but then you watched it back and saw how unrealistic it looked. Correct! I would be someone who would be 5'8" in wrestling boots, always thought if I were to wrestle, I couldn't do any strength spots or suplexes no matter how much I bulked up, but at least nowadays there are plenty of people my height who do those spots and look great doing it. Is 5'8" not considered that small anymore, or are these guys just that impressive? That's for you, Lance.
Well, 5'8" isn't as small as it used to be, because you go back and watch some of my stuff from, you know, the year 2000, and it's like they were considering making me a cruiserweight while listing me at 235 pounds. So, you know, but it's, I used to enjoy different size opponents so that I could have different kinds of matches. And I think sometimes too, when you're in the locker room with people all the time, you forget how big they are.
Yes.
Like, I'm always amazed every time I would watch a match back with Big Show. I'm going, oh my God, he's gigantic. But when you know him as a friend and spend every day with him in the locker room, you forget how gigantic he is and how ridiculous it would be if it's like, hey, I'll just pick up the Big Show. It's like, no.
I think the thing too is if you are a small, skinny guy and you're just like doing big guy stuff on other big guys, I think it's just like totally phony looking. But if you had, like, one guy whose gimmick was that he's small, but he's so strong, and he would fight for these big things, I think you could make that work. But, you know, just going in there as a 5'5", 140-pound guy, power-moving everybody, I just don't get it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This person here said when the Young Bucks were backstage talking about blood and guts, and they announced, quote, their favorite Hangman will be on the team, Okada shot them a quick look. I like the build they're setting up between Okada and Hangman whenever that happens. That could be Wembley. That could be Wembley.
I'd be for it.
This person said, Tony's line was hilarious. My girlfriend fell on the floor laughing, and she loves Tony. Absolutely fits with his character, this being Shivani. He's doing that Jim Ross thing where he's old and grumpy now.
Well, a lot of Tonys in that company.
There
are. A weird relationship with all the women he interviews anyway. Remember how Britt used to treat him, for heaven's sakes?
Yeah, but they became great friends.
I know, but then Tony started.
Now it's like canon. It's canon that they're great friends. All right. Well, as noted, Lance, you've got a big weekend coming up in Canada. Slammiversary weekend. Let's get one more plug in before we wrap it up here today.
Yeah, Impact is tonight. Access TV in the States, Fight Network in Canada. And yeah, Slammiversary live on pay-per-view, also available through our app and other means that you usually watch. But Slammiversary Saturday is going to be a big night, sold out in Montreal.
It's a main event.
I would imagine it is the six-way world title match. Moose, Steve Macklin, Frankie Kazarian, Joe Hendry, because we believe, Josh Alexander, and I'm missing one. Oh, Nick Nemeth.
Wow. There you
yeah,
go.
Big match.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up, everybody. That is it. I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be back later on tonight with Vinny on all of our different subscriber options, WrestlingObserver.com for newsletters and podcasts and archives, Apple Music if you just want the podcasts, and video, .f4wonline.com if you just want video. So check all those options out, and that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.